Praise be Jesus and Mary. The readings this morning talk to us about this gift that we have, a free will, and the time we have in our hands to use it, but also the real responsibility that it entails. Okay, that we are capable of changing, right? The first reading from the prophet Ezekiel talks about the sinner who changes his way and becomes just, and for that reason he will preserve his life. It talks about the just man changing his way and committing iniquity, and for this reason meeting up with death. And then our Lord, in today's gospel, also talks about in his example of these two sons, the one changed his mind and went to do the work that his father requested, and the other changed his mind and did not do the work that his father requested. Right, so this applies to all of us who have been gifted by God with free will. Right, if we happen to be on the right road, we better not get presumptuous. Okay, because we could change, and again, as the first reading speaks of it, fall into iniquity. Right, I believe it's St. Paul somewhere in the scripture talks about those who are standing fast, take heed lest you fall. All right, and so because we live here in time, unlike the angels, right, with the angels, their choice was irrevocable. They made one decision to either serve God or not to serve God. But because they weren't created and living in time, their one decision was irrevocable. But instead, for us human beings who live a life in time, in which we can change from serving God to not serving God one day to the next, we need to acquire the virtue of constancy, right? Constancy in loving and serving God from one day to the next. And we need to take it really one day at a time, right? Let's not look forward and be filled with fear and concern that we may not make it and persevere. No, our Lord said, the day's evil is sufficient unto itself. So that's how we need to take the spiritual life, just one day at a time, when we get up in the morning, firmly resolve to love and serve God today, and not to fall into our usual sins and defects and imperfections, but to resolve to strive to love him with all of our strength just today. And the second reading gives us some practical advice, really, at how to go about maintaining that constancy. And that is with humility. Okay, humility of heart, that virtue which serves as the foundation, the strong foundation of the spiritual life. St. Paul says, do nothing out of selfishness or out of vainglory. This refers to purifying our intentions. Pride should not be the motivator for the good that we do. Okay, for those who find themselves in this state of sin and habitual sin, it is pride that is motivating their bad actions. But pride can also motivate our good actions. There can also be an admixture as well of some self-love and some love for God. And what we want to do is purify that, and God will help us purify that so that it becomes 100% out of love for God, and that there be no selfishness and no vainglory that remains. Rather, humbly regard others as more important than yourselves, each looking out not for his own interests, but also for those of others. And then it gives our Lord, of course, as the perfect example of self-emptying. Right? Have in you the same attitude that is also in Christ Jesus, who though he was in the form of God, he was God. He did not regard equality with God something to be grasped at. Rather, he emptied himself, taking the form of a slave, coming in human likeness. He humbled himself, becoming obedient to the point of death, even death on the cross. And so there we have our example to follow in our Lord, of humbling ourselves, of being obedient to the will of God, even to the point of shedding our blood. And so this will keep us on the right road throughout our lives, day in and day out, serving God. So when the final hour does come and God calls us out of this world, we will be found in the state of justice and ready to go and meet him in heaven. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Christus.